heaven on earth, heaven on a new earth, describes the reality of a new Jerusalem. And listen to what else it's going to be like, beginning in verse 3. "And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people. And God himself will be with them as their God. And he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away. And the new thing is here, the new Jerusalem.'" Now, you experience a taste of that this very morning. You see, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ gathers as a community of a different kingdom. A community that responds to one who is Lord. And no human authority is Lord. Only Jesus is Lord. It's the reason why Christians in the beginning would not say what was common, Caesar was Lord. They would die before they would say it. And we are those people as well. And so we pull out of the world around us and we come together as believers, as people who know the grace and the love of God. And there is a newness every time you come here. We still struggle with sin, so it's not the newness that we will know when we are around us as the new Jerusalem. But it is a place of redemption, of new creations, of believers, of people who know love in a way no one else does. And so we experience Lord's Day by Lord's Day the newness that God has given us to experience all around us.